Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Tim Berry being back on the show. Tim is a 17-and-a-half-year member of our Brain Trust. We've been imposing on his wisdom and knowledge and expertise for a long time now, and he and I are working on 20 years. We're going to try to get to that milestone at least. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make all the business plan pro and business plan live. I think is that the other one? And all the other stuff that they do. That he knows more about business planning than anybody in the galaxy. And he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always nice to be with you.
The new product is called
Life Plan.
Life Plan, yeah.
Yes.
Life Plan. So check that out, folks. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Owning your numbers.
Owning your numbers.
And let me set the scene, may I?
Yes. Now I own my numbers, but you mean it in a different way, right?
Yes, I do. I mean talking to a brilliant young entrepreneur, less than 30, a woman in Portland who had built her business around cleaning, mm-hmm. cleaning houses. I say talking to her, but I was listening to her present for 20 minutes an event recently, and it just, the light bulb went off as she talked about her journey to actually being the owner and having 20 or 30 employees. And for her, night and day difference, she told the audience, was after she understood her numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what she meant was that crossing the great divide, going from uphill to downhill that you get when, oh, I can see how this comes together. Now I have the sense of, here's what I'm owed, here's what I owe, here's my stream coming in, here's my stream going out, and I can just see how that comes together. It's not just a hodgepodge and a mystery anymore, so the fear goes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean by owning your numbers. Knowing what the hell is going on with cash flow, basically,
mm-hmm.
and the night and day difference. You can succeed in business if you have a good product or if you're good at sales. I think we all know that there are some things other than owning your numbers that are even more important for success. But for peace of mind, Jim, it's,
yeah.
You know, where is the money coming
from? Well, you've
got
to create numbers. You can't own numbers if you don't create them. So you got to have numbers to count. You know, that's one of the challenges of being a startup. You know, you're trying to project, you're trying to estimate, you're trying to imagine what you can do. I remember all the numbers I owned were imaginary numbers, right? No track record. And
yeah.
And so then once you get a track record, you know, once you start making numbers, you start creating things that you can count, that you can put the stack and do math with. Once you do that, get to that point, then it should start getting easier, because now you got something you can track and measure, don't you?
And yes, and manage. Now you've got budgets, and you can see, are we on budget or off budget? And of course, you'll never be right on. It's never exactly
right. All projections
right,
are wrong.
Always. And yet, without the process of guessing ahead and then checking, are we on or is it right? What's going on? And aside from projecting, though, Jim, I think projecting is really important. Just understanding the way they come together. It is just vital for being able to run a business and sleep, in yeah. my opinion.
Well, there's no question about it, and I don't know how many times, Tim, I've walked into a business over the years trying to help them, and I get there, and they basically don't know anything about their numbers. I walked into a business one time. They asked me for help. They needed help. And I said, okay. This company had $2 million in revenue. And I said, get me your financial statements. And they went back into the office. The lady went into the office and came back in about 5 minutes with their... This was probably like May or June. And they gave me the previous year's tax return. Not the one that was due for last year, but the year before that.
Wow.
And so she thought her numbers were the P&L, the balance sheet in the back of their tax return, and this one was 2 years old.
Yeah, see, that's
I couldn't help them. They were already gone. I couldn't help them.
And if you're good enough at sales and giving value, you can live with that.
But it doesn't always, sales don't always last.
But the uncertainty of
the ups and downs. Hold on, that's not, Tim. We're going to come back and talk about why you can't live like that, folks. 28 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. And
you ain't had Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.